And stay tuned right now for those two characters of many characters, CBS Radio's Bob and Ray.
Hi, everybody. Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
Greetings, coming home. Enjoy our program.
Well, we hope so.
That you like our sponsors.
We'll be here for a few minutes, next 12 minutes or so, 13, 14 minutes.
I didn't really have a chance yesterday, Ray, when I was down with the studio audience talking with the regulars, who incidentally aren't here today.
No, what?
Not one of them showed up. We only had time to just talk with one of them, see what he's going to give us for Christmas, and I didn't get a very good answer from him.
Well, that will drop down their average. It'll be curious to see now. Of course, they'll all be back, I suppose, tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
To see if they can maintain this 89% average of attendance at the Bob and Ray Show.
And they've been loyal up to this. Funny, up to yesterday, they've been real loyal.
We didn't say anything, did we?
Not that I could remember. I tried to think of what we did say.
Was yesterday's show any, was it a bomb? I mean, in other words, would it have discouraged them from coming back?
Well, I thought it was...
It wasn't
up to par.
Well, I know, but... Well, they were hurt, obviously. Either they were all sick at the same time.
That could be it.
Sure.
Might have been the refreshments we handed out to them.
Well, if you want to know the truth of the matter, I'll tell you. You started asking what they were going to give you for Christmas.
Yes.
And they were dumbfounded.
Well, we...
And they said, I don't know what kind of performers they are. If they think we're going to...
Is that the reason, Mary?
Well, I suppose, of course, that's what it was.
We were just joshing with them.
What do you mean, joshing? Ray was staring out at them, mean-like, if it wasn't big enough.
I noticed you pulled your pockets out of your trousers there to show that they were empty. Was there a reason? Did you do that on purpose, or was it an involuntary action?
It was a gag, like you were saying, but I'm afraid they took the thing wrong.
I guess they did. What have you been doing, Mary?
Well, I have been working on a new type of program that I'd like to do for myself. You know, some wonderful things have happened to me since I've been on your show.
Yeah, I know. You went all over.
And I've had a wonderful opportunity to present a dramatic show of my own. And would you sit still, please? You make me a nervous wreck.
Trying to disentangle myself from this spaghetti here.
Well, that's just wires.
You mean somebody has offered you an actual dramatic show?
No, but they have exhibited interest. So what I've done is prepared this type dramatic program, but I'm employing many stinks in it to help build up all the drama content.
Oh, no. No, you mean stings. We call those stings.
Stings, yes. Well, that's what I thought. It didn't sound right.
No.
So,
Can we have a sample of how it sounds? Have you got anything ready?
Yes.
Or are you just in the blueprint stage now?
No, it's all out. This is all ready to go. We're all set to go.
All right. Well, explain it then. What is it?
Well, I have written down this part. Bob, you'd be stranger. Could you do a character voice for me?
Do you want them old or young? What kind?
Kind of scary.
How would a voice like that be?
Yes, that would be good. All right, you be Stranger, and I'll be Helen.
All right.
Ray, will you set the scene?
All right, sure. All right, let's see. The setting for our first scene is romantic Venice, the Piazza San Marco. The sun is sinking after a hot summer day. A cool evening breeze is beginning to blow. You, Helen, are seated at a table in the piazza.
That's me.
Drinking a cup of coffee when a handsome stranger approaches.
That's me, huh?
Right. Bob, you're the stranger. And the stranger speaks to you.
Buonasera, signorina.
Hello. Do I know you?
I'm afraid not, but I saw you sitting here, and since I too am alone, I wondered if you might share your table with me.
Well, there are other tables.
But none with such lovely decorations. You're very pretty, signorina.
Signora, if you please.
Robert, but you're so... young.
Well, I guess it's just a technicality. am a widow.
Oh, that's too bad. May I sit down?
Well, I guess so. I'm not in the habit of picking up strange men.
You're in Venice, Signora.
Are you a tourist, too? No, of course not. You're an Italian, aren't you?
Yes, I am Italian.
Your accent is lovely. It sounds like Winchester, Massachusetts.
Yes, I try not to make it show.
Hey, cut it, Bob. You did okay for an Italian actor, but the rest of it wasn't too good. Let him have that.
Yeah.
I don't know, Mary. It's a good idea, but I think what it needs is a little more, working.
Yeah, and I think you were right the first time, too, Mary.
I think so. All right. What about using the things?
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Well, I think maybe the idea is good. I think Ray and I could kind of accent our little discussion between ourselves.
Well, you know, you didn't have a chance to go over the script. You could have probably done a little accent to give that more color and feeling than you did.
Oh,
you did
it
real
well.
I think it was very good. Of course, you've had dramatic training.
I mean, it said it's Don Amici playing the part. I did the best I could.
Yes,
you know.
Yes. All right.
Wow.
Now then, I think it's time for all those of you who still haven't made up your mind what to give for Christmas to give heed to this word here.
Gifts sent by Yardley, almost Christmas, no time to lose. Lots and lots of gifts to choose. Is it too late,
Yardley?
Give him,
give her a gift set by Yardley.
For the man who's just a little choosy, there's a wide range of all-new Yardley gifts from $1.50 to $10. For instance, there's the after-shaving lotion and cologne combination, just $2.65. And there's the big, handsome set of shaving foam, invisible talc, after-shaving lotion and cologne for $5.50, all prices plus tax. Yardley at all fine stores.
Give him,
give her
a gift set by Yardley.
Bob, we've had a lot of mail saying that the show is almost a little too peppy. You know, it flies at this rapid pace, and I've been giving it some thought, and I don't know what to do about it. I know that by instinct you and I are what they call fast, quick performers, full of excitement
yes.
and electricity.
Well, there is a great tenseness to the whole. I know the studio, our staff gets very tensed up as well when they see us come in.
Well, I noticed that, too, when I went out and I met this girl at a party at the Waldorf the other night. And I brought her over to see if she could help relax the show. I thought maybe from now on, just before you go on the air, you could spend a few minutes with her.
You mean this is some kind of a...
She can relax you if you're, tensed up and full of nerves and
yeah.
worry and all that.
Sounds good.
She really has the ability to relax you.
Really relax,
and
huh?
make you forget all the worries and cares in this round world.
Well, you really sound as if it's worked pretty well. Can we have a sample of the...
Yes, I'd like you to meet her. Come on up here, sweetheart. She and I are going together now.
Oh, that's so?
Yes. And I'll play the organ and see if she can relax you. All right, dear. Relax, Bob and Ray.
It's pretty, very pretty music.
Go ahead, dear, anytime.
Well, come on, let's...
Fix the microphone now.
Right. Relaxation is a mood.
Ooh,
as well as a release from nervous and
tension.
Muscular
tension. Tension, yeah.
Now listen to her.
Well, I know what she's going to say.
I want you to feel this mood now.
Oh, I'll try.
Just let your mind be dreamy and passive.
Okay. Hey, you got cute eyes.
And I will help you to relax from your feet.
Mind your business, Larry.
Don't play quite so loud, will you, Webb?
As you relax, you will release all tension from your body.
Boy, I feel relaxed now.
And all disturbing thoughts from your mind. Get as comfortable as possible now. And let the world gradually retreat from around you.
Cut out working with her, Ray. That's my girlfriend.
Let go of all your problems. And rest quietly. First, I want you to very slowly stretch and
relax. Oh, please, Mom, I just have a phone call I gotta make. I'll be right back.
Okay, all right. All right, thank you very much.
I'm going to somebody from the phone booth.
Bradley,
just remember
you.
That.
And would you come back again sometime? I think maybe after the first of the year.
It's very nice, lady.
Very good.
Very good.
Okay. Well, it's a good idea, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. I was just about to go to sleep there, and then I remember that thing that has to be done.
Well, let's go.
All right, another one of our clients now.
Welcome, recording star Mel Torme.
It's terrible trying to sing with a bad cold, so I always take four-way cold tablets to relieve cold miseries fast.
Good idea. Tests of all the leading cold tablets proved four-way fastest acting. Four-way starts in minutes to relieve muscular pains, headache, reduce fever, calm upset stomach, also overcomes irregularity.
When you catch cold, try my way. Take four-way cold tablets. Fast way to relieve cold distress and feel better quickly.
Four-way, only 29 cents.
Our program will continue in a moment after a word about another fine product of Grove Laboratories.
Had dandruff for years? Now get rid of it in 3 minutes with Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo. 3 minutes with Fitch regularly is guaranteed to keep unsightly dandruff away forever. Apply Fitch before wetting hair, rub in 1 minute, add water and lather 1 minute, then rinse 1 minute, and every trace of dandruff goes down the drain. 3 minutes with Fitch, embarrassing dandruff's gone. Fitch can also leave hair up to 35% brighter. Get Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo today.
And now quickly, Wally Ballou is out in the mobile Bob and Ray truck, and he's called in, which means he has some sort of a story of interest that he thinks the country would like to share with him. Come in, please, Wally Ballou.
Ray truck, and we're... speaking with a gentleman who's just pulled up here in front of the CBS building. The traffic, sir, seems to be stalled behind you there. Can you get your truck over a little closer to the curbing?
Well, what's happened? I got stuck first in a tunnel, and then I've come across town here to the CBS building.
I should well imagine you'd get stuck with that must be 100-foot Christmas tree on the back of your
truck. It's 115 feet tall. It's as tall as an 11, 12-story building, and I brought it down. It's the Christmas tree to go up here in CBS Plaza.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings for you, sir, but there is no plaza here. There's no possible place where the tree could be set up, I don't think.
It's going up at Madison Avenue, then, right here. 485 Madison on the street. And the traffic can back up from here to Podunk.
Well, I think you'd run into some difficulty with
the... We don't have to... Wally!
Yes?
Sign off!
Okay, Ray just leaned out the window and said to sign off, so back to our main studio.
Okay, thanks, Wally. We'll have the voice of Don Amici for you in just 10 seconds.
Now the voice of Don Amici.
Gentleness is a part of the Italian nature.
Until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your phone.
Weekdays for the Gary Moore Radio Show is the CBS Radio Network.